Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. Faithful in the storm.
We're the empty spaces. Hello and welcome to day number 94 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. We come together each day, we read scripture, we're working our way through the entire Bible. Today our reading is from Deuteronomy chapters 19 through 21 and Luke chapter 8 over in the New Testament. We start with an overview and then we read and then we come back and wrap up with a few thoughts and Bible meditations for the day, just to settle ourselves in God's Word. Beginning in Deuteronomy 19, the chapter establishes cities of refuge for individuals who accidentally kill someone. And that, you know, shows us the difference between accidental and intentional harm. It also reiterates the necessity of honest testimony and the consequences of bearing false witness. On to chapter 20, provides laws for warfare. It also gives some exemptions from war for those with new homes, vineyards, recent marriages, even those who are fearful. And Deuteronomy 21, we get in some various regulations for atonement, unsolved murders, treatment of female captives, inheritance rights for the firstborn, punishment for a rebellious son, justice, mercy, social order within the Israelite community. In the New Testament reading in Luke chapter 8 today, we come to the parable of the sower and Jesus calming the storm, healing the demon-possessed man, and healing a woman with an issue of blood, raising Jairus' daughter. Lots of different things happening there. It's interesting how full of events the Gospels are. And yeah, the accounts that we'll read about today highlight Jesus' authority over nature, demons, illness, and death. And another thing we run into in Luke 8 is it shows the role of women in Jesus' ministry and the different response to the message of Jesus and his miracles. Let's go to our reading. We'll start in Deuteronomy 19, chapter 1. It says, "When the Lord your God cuts off the nations whose land the Lord your God gives you, and you succeed them and dwell in their cities and in their houses, you shall set apart three cities for yourselves in the middle of your land, which the Lord your God gives you to possess. You shall prepare the way and divide the borders of your land, which the Lord God gives causes you to inherit into three parts, that every manslayer may flee there. This is the case of the manslayer who shall flee there and live, whoever kills his neighbor unintentionally and didn't hate him in time past. As when a man goes into the forest with his neighbor to chop wood, his hand swings the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slips from the handle and hits his neighbor so that he dies, he shall flee to one of these cities and live. Otherwise, the avenger of blood might pursue the manslayer, and while hot anger is in his heart, and overtake him, because the way is long, and strike him mortally, even though he was not worthy of death, because he didn't hate him in the past. Therefore, I command you to set apart three cities for yourselves. If the Lord your God enlarges your border as he has sworn to your fathers and gives you all the land which he promises to give your fathers, and if you keep all of this commandment to do it, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and to walk ever in his ways, then you shall add three cities more for yourselves in addition to these three. This is so that the innocent blood will not be shed in the middle of your land, which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance, leaving blood guilt on you. But if any man hates his neighbor, lies in wait for him, rises up against him, strikes him mortally so that he dies and he flees into one of these cities, then the elders of this city shall send and bring him there and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood that he may die. Your eye shall not pity him, but you shall purge the innocent blood from Israel that it may go well with you. You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set, and your inheritance, which you shall inherit in the land that the Lord your God gives you to possess. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin that he sins. At the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall a matter be established. If an unrighteous witness rises up against any man to testify against him of wrongdoing, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, who shall be in those days? And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness is a false witness and has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he had thought to do to his brother. You shall remove the evil from amongst you. Those who remain shall hear and fear and will never again commit any such evil amongst you. Your eyes shall not pity life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot. Deuteronomy chapter 20. When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and a people more numerous than you, you shall not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt is with you. It shall be when you draw near to the battle that the priest shall approach and speak to the people and shall tell them, "Hear, Israel, you draw near today the battle against your enemies. Don't let your heart faint. Don't be afraid nor tremble, neither be scared of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." The officers shall speak to the people saying, "What man is there who has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man dedicate it. What man is there who has planted a vineyard and has not used its fruit? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man use its fruit. What man is there who has pledged to be married to a wife and has not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in battle and another man take her." The officers shall speak further to the people, and they shall say, "What man is there who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go to return to his house, lest his brother's heart melt as his heart." It shall be when the officers have finished speaking to the people that they shall appoint captains of armies at the head of the people. When you draw near to a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace to it. It shall be, if it gives you answer of peace and opens to you, then it shall be that all the people who are found therein shall become forced laborers to you and shall serve you. If it will make no peace with you, but will make war against you, then you shall besiege it. When the Lord your God delivers it into your hand, you shall strike every male of it with the edge of the sword. But the women, the little ones, the livestock, and all that is in the city, even all its plunder, you shall take for plunder for yourselves. You may use the plunder of your enemies, which the Lord your God has given you. Thus you shall do to all the cities which are very far off from you, which are not of the cities of these nations, but the cities of these peoples, that the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance. You shall save alive nothing that breathes. You shall utterly destroy them. The Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that they not teach you to follow all their abominations, which they have done for their gods, so would you sin against the Lord your God. When you shall besiege a city a long time and making war against it to take it, you shall not destroy its trees by wielding an axe against them, for you may eat of them. You shall not cut them down, for is the tree of the field man that it should be besieged by you. Only the trees that you know are not trees for food you shall destroy and cut down. You shall build bulwarks against the city that makes war with you until it falls. Deuteronomy 21. If someone is found slain in the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess, lying in the field, and it isn't known who has struck him, then your elders and your judges shall come out, and they shall measure to the cities which are around him who is slain. It shall be that the elders of the city which is nearest to the slain shall take a heifer of the herd which hasn't been worked with and which has not drawn in the yoke. The elders of that city shall bring the heifer down to a valley with running water, which is neither plowed nor sown, and shall break the heifer's neck there in the valley. The priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near, for them the Lord your God has chosen to minister him and to bless in the Lord's name. And according to their word shall every controversy and every assault be decided. All the elders of that city which is nearest to the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer whose neck has broken in the valley. They shall answer and say, "Our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Forgive, Lord, your people, whom you have redeemed, and don't allow innocent blood amongst your people Israel. The blood shall be forgiven them, so you shall put away the innocent blood from amongst you. When you shall do that which is right in the Lord's eyes, when you go out to battle against your enemies, and the Lord your God delivers them into your hands, and you carry them away captive, and see amongst the captives a beautiful woman, and you are attracted to her, and desire to take her as your wife, then you shall bring her home to your house. She shall shave her head and trim her nails. She shall take off the clothing of her captivity and shall remain in your house and bewail her father and her mother a full month. After that, you shall go into her and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. It shall be, if you have no delight in her, then you shall let her go where she desires. But you shall not sell her at all for money. You shall not deal with her as a slave, because you have humbled her. If a man has two wives, the one beloved and the other hated, and they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn son is hers who is hated, then it shall be in the day that he causes his sons to inherit that which he has, that he may not give the son of the beloved the rights of the firstborn before the son of the hated, who is the firstborn. But he shall acknowledge the firstborn, the son of the hated, by giving him a double portion of all that he has, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they chasten him, will not listen to them, then this his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city and to the gate of his place. They shall tell the elders of the city, "This is our son, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. All the men of his city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall remove the evil from amongst you. All Israel shall hear and fear. If a man is committed to sin worthy of death, and he is put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night on the tree, but you shall surely bury him in the same day. For he who is hanged is accursed of God. Don't defile your land, which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance." Over to the New Testament, Luke chapter 8. Soon afterwards, he went about through the cities and villages, preaching and bringing the good news of God's kingdom. With him were the 12, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chusets, Herod's steward, Susanna, and many others who served them from their possessions. When a great multitude came together and people from every city were coming to him, he spoke by a parable. The farmer went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell along the road, and it was trampled under the foot, and the birds of the sky devoured it. Other seed fell on the rock, and as soon as it grew, it withered away, because it had no moisture. Others fell amid the thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. Others fell into the ground and grew and produced 100 times as much fruit. As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then his disciples asked him, "What does this parable mean?" He said, "To you it is given to know the mysteries of God's kingdom, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those along the road are those who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe for a while, then fall away in time of temptation. What fell among the thorns, these are those who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and they bring no fruit to maturity. Those in the good ground, these are those who, with an honest and good heart, having heard the word, hold it tightly and produce fruit with perseverance. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a container or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light. Be careful, therefore, how you hear, for whoever has, to him will be given, and whoever doesn't have, from him will be taken away, even that which he thinks he has. His mother and brothers came to him, and they could not come near him for the crowd. Some people told him, "Your mother and your brothers stand outside desiring to see you." But he answered, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Now on one of those days, he entered into a boat himself and his disciples, and he said to them, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they launched out, but as they sailed, he fell asleep. A windstorm came down on the lake, and they were taking on dangerous amounts of water. They came to him and awoke, saying, "Master, Master, we are dying." He awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. Then they ceased, and it was calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" Being afraid, they marveled, saying to one another, "Who is this that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" Then they arrived at the country of Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, a certain man out of the city who had demons for a long time met him. He wore no clothes and didn't live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and with a loud voice said, "What do I have to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torment me." For Jesus was commanding the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for the unclean spirit had often seized the man. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and fetters, breaking the bond apart. He was driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered into him. They begged him that he would not command them to go into the abyss. Now there was there a herd of many pigs feeding on the mountain, and they begged him that he would allow them to enter into the house, into those. Then he allowed them. The demons came out of the man and entered into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank and into the lake and were drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. People went out to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who saw it told them how he who had been possessed by demons was healed. All the people of the surrounding country of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were very much afraid. Then he entered into the boat and returned, but the man from whom the demons had gone out begged him that he might go with them. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your house and declare what great things God has done for you." He went his way, proclaiming throughout the whole city that great things Jesus had done for him. When Jesus returned, the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. Behold, a man named Jairus came. He was a ruler of the synagogue. He fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come into his house, for he had an only born daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes pressed against him. A woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her living on physicians and could not be healed by any, came behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. Immediately, the flow of her blood stopped. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes press and jostle you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I perceive that power has gone out of me." When the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. He said to her, "Daughter, cheer up. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he still spoke, one from the ruler of the synagogue's house came, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the teacher." But Jesus, hearing it, answered him, "Don't be afraid. Only believe, and she will be healed." When he came to the house, he didn't allow anyone to enter in except Peter, John, James, the father of the child, and her mother. All were weeping and mourning her. But he said, "Don't weep, she isn't dead, but sleeping." They were ridiculing him, knowing that she was dead, but he put them all outside, and taking her by the hand, he called, saying, "Child, arise." Her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately. He commanded that something be given to her to eat. Her parents were amazed, but he commanded them to tell no one what he had done. That's our reading for today. Let's go over a few thoughts to wrap things up for today. Thinking back to Deuteronomy chapter 20, consider the laws of warfare we found in that chapter and look for things we might be able to learn about justice, mercy, and purity regarding our spiritual battles today. Deuteronomy 21 addresses some complex social issues. What does Deuteronomy 21 tell us about how God views community order and individual responsibility? And then the parable of the sower. It speaks to different responses to God's word, which is really what the parable is about. Which type of soil do you think best describes you? And is there anything, any action you should take regarding that? And one more thing, just an opportunity to do a little more study. If you want to take things a little further today, here's an idea for you. Take a deep dive into the parable of the sower and the meanings behind the parable and each type of soil, and consider the implications of what you learn on contemporary discipleship and evangelism. Some things to think about for today. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow. Faithful in
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul